Hey everyone, Michael Sparks here, and it's the AMSOIL dealer training call for Monday, July 6th, 2015. Hope everybody had a great Independence Day celebration. Nobody got hurt or anything, and everybody had a fun time. We really appreciate you to listen in on these calls, and I hope everybody made it back from the holiday weekend and is able to get on. If not, I'm glad you get to listen in on this call. In the archive, you can download these calls at our website anytime, and you can share them again with your team so they can listen to them as well. Don't forget, AMSOIL now has sign-up forms for the local opportunity events and dealer training that's coming up in the next month or two. Be sure to check out the AMSOIL Dealer Zone for an event near you. These are going to be some great events. They're going to use as a business opportunity event as well as dealer training. And they're going to have several of these across the country. And I believe they're going to have more as time goes by to roll out. This is a new project that AMSOIL is working on. They actually have two AMSOIL employees that are dedicated to AMSOIL dealer training. That's Rob Stenberg and Steve LePage. So they're going to be traveling all over the United States and holding dealer training meetings. So be sure to check out the AMSOIL Dealer Zone for an event near you. Tonight's call, we're going to talk about the psychology of selling and why you need to quit being afraid of failure before you even try. Here's a quote here, is good salespeople are made, not born. So if you hear somebody says, you know, they're born to sell, that's just not true. Anybody can be a good salesperson. They just have to put the right time and effort into it, as well as take the right steps in learning how to be an effective salesperson. And not every person that is in sales exactly the same way. There's different types of selling, and there's different techniques, and there's different people's strengths that they can use, so whether they're outgoing or not quite as outgoing. Those two type of things work in all situations, and you just have to know what type of person you are and how to use that correctly. Couple of interesting things that made me come up with this idea for the call tonight. I just finished 10 days with the Tennessee National Guard. Our unit is the 129th Army Band, and we support musical missions all over Tennessee and beyond. This year, we were able to be part of several Independence Day celebrations, which ended in Gatlinburg, Tennessee. They actually have the first Independence Day parade on July 4th. It starts at 12:01 midnight Eastern Time, and they have a parade that goes through the middle of downtown Gatlinburg, and then actually the next evening, July 4th, they do a concert and fireworks. So it makes for a long day. Luckily, we were able to go back to bed after the parade was over. It was about 2 a.m. by the time we got back, but it was really interesting. We've done it before in the past, and I think it's really interesting that we start the 4th of July off as the first parade in America on Independence Day. But what I want to talk about is how this experience translates into what we do as AMSOIL dealers and how interacting with others can be positive or negative depending on how you yourself interact with those other people. You see, as musicians, when compared to other types of artists, that have creativity, a musician must be creative, but they also must be able to work together in concert or in a group. This is unique when compared to others like painters and sculptors, writers and such. Those are individual creative events, whereas being a musician that plays in a band, they have to not only be creative, but they have to be able to work as a team. So there's a fine line there between individualism and collectivism, and it takes a lot of work and practice to do that. On one hand, we all want to be an individual, but then on the other hand, in order for a group to perform, we have to work together. This is the same in our AMSOIL business. We're independent AMSOIL dealers, but we are also part of a larger team, including our upline. That's those that helped us get started in the business. Our downline, those who we have sponsored and helped get going, and then the company itself in AMSOIL. We must all work together to be successful, but we all must be independent, where we are self-motivated and want to expand our own personal businesses as well as help others expand their business. Tonight I want to talk a little bit about the psychology of selling, how it affects many of us. You see, I have troubles in some of these areas myself. I was talking with a guy in our unit who is also in the National Guard, and he sells credit card processing. He's a younger guy, and he was really frustrated because he gets so many no's, and he was really timid and was having a hard time. And I explained to him, even though I've been in sales for over 15 years in Amsoil as well as other businesses, it's still hard for me. I think sales can be one of the most bipolar type businesses that there are professions that there are out there. One minute you're waiting, you're wanting to quit, but then you get that customer that makes an order, and you connect with them, and you couldn't say the wrong thing to the right person, you can't say the right thing to the wrong person type of thing, but you connect with somebody on that level where they want to buy the products and they want to help you and refer business, and you create a relationship and all that, and you're what they say, you're on top of the moon, right? Well, the key, just like any person who actually has the disease of being bipolar, you have to learn how to manage both the downer times and the flying high times, and you have to learn to recognize that it's only temporary. Learn when you're having a rough go of it, and that, you know, the only way to get out of your slump is to keep moving forward, keep going after your goal, keep studying, keep learning, and that's what's going to help you get past that to where you are having those sales to start up again. And we all go through that. It's a cycle, and I can't explain it. Some days you're good, some days you're not. It's just kind of, I mean, it works in all aspects of any profession. You look at baseball players or people that, you know, do any kind of sports. Some days they make every basketball shot that they throw at the hoop, and then some days they can't seem to hit any of them. It's just how it is. When you do make that sale, be sure to go out there and call on some of your harder prospects. When you're having a good day, that's not the time to sit back and pat yourself on the back and say, wow, I just made a sale, that's great. Well, what really you should be doing is, I just made a sale, let me call this guy that I had trouble with a couple weeks ago, or that might not have been as interested. Because of your new outlook, you're motivated now, you can call him, and it might turn that around. So the best time to make a sale is when you've already made a sale previously. And likewise, sometimes you're having a bad day. So call some customers that can make you feel, some of your previous customers. If you know you're having a bad day and you know things are not going your way, well, call some of your satisfied customers. They're going to make you feel good. You know, just touching base with them. Not there to sell them or anything. Just say, hey, I want to touch base with you, and hope everything's going okay. You know, maybe ask if there's anything you can help them out with. And 9 times out of 10, that's going to make you feel better. You call on your best customers when you're having a bad day. Call on your worst customers when you're having a really good day, when you've made a really good sale or you've made a good connection. And I think that really works well for anybody in any type of sales. And I know it works good for me. If I know I'm having a crappy day, I'll go through my customer list, and I'll call some of my good customers that I've already got relationships with. And I do. It changes my attitude right away within, you know, the first couple of minutes. And it's a great way to mitigate those downer days, as we call it. A couple of things I pulled out from Brian Tracy today. He's a real excellent sales trainer. Brian Tracy, if you haven't read or listened to any of his stuff, he's got some really excellent materials. You can find him on YouTube or Amazon. You can buy books and CDs from Brian Tracy. This was a PDF that I pulled up, and he talked about sales and selling. But he says, you must believe in what you sell. It is essential that you have enough enthusiasm to transfer a sufficient amount into the mind of the other person. What this means is that most effective salespeople know their product. They believe in their product, and they love their product. They really believe that their product has a very worthwhile benefit for their customer. And for Amsoil, this is actually kind of a no-brainer. But if you're listening to this call and you're not using Amsoil currently and everything that you own, I would suggest that you take a serious look. If you want to become serious in the Amsoil business, use the products. because personal use of the products is really going to help you have more belief in the products and how well they work and everything. Again, also know your product. AMSOIL has so much documentation that, you know, you can study a little bit every day. You know, whether you're going off somewhere and you don't have time to get to the AMSOIL website, print off a spec sheet or print off a data bulletin on a product. Fold it up and put it in your pocket. And when you're standing in line at the grocery store, pull out that data bulletin and just read over it. You could do that with every single product we have. We all go to the grocery store. We all go stand in line at the post office. We all go places where we can't, you know, get on the computer, but we could print these things out and carry them with us. And that's a great way to have knowledge of your product and how they work. AMSOIL spec sheets or the data bulletins, whatever you want to call them, are the best that I've ever seen for any products. They really give a good detail of how they work, the specifications of the products, what the recommendations are, and so forth. So I'd really recommend print those data bulletins off and use them whenever you can. The second quality of psychology and selling is that you require confident expectations. You must confidently expect that the person is going to say yes, even if you just ask often enough. When you ask a prospect to buy, you must confidently expect them to buy. You can't, so being confident when you are talking to a customer and especially asking for a sale, if you expect the sale, you will get the sale. If you ask in a timid type of way or in a way that doesn't convey confidence, they probably will not buy from you. So if you're expecting them, when you say, okay, how many, my big thing is how many drums would you like to order today? It usually really kind of tones down the situation, but I expect somebody to order drums. If I don't ask for drum sales, maybe nobody will ever order a drum. And every once in a while, somebody says, well, yeah, I need a drum of that stuff. So it does work, you know. More often than not, it's a couple cases or quarts or whatever. But I never ask, would you like one quart of that? You know, I always ask, do you want how many cases do you want, or how many drums do you want? It usually it's really good to help them feel confident that you're expecting the sale. So, four questions for qualifying. To qualify effectively, you must have the answers to four questions. Number one, does the prospect need what you're selling? If the person doesn't have any vehicles or equipment, it's kind of hard to sell an AMSOIL. So you have to kind of figure out, does that person have a need for what you're selling? Question number two, can the prospect use what you're selling? Does he have an old junky car that, you know, maybe it's you see smoke coming out of the tailpipe and it's about to blow up and whatnot. Maybe he's not a great prospect for you. So you don't know if he needs it or not, and that's part of asking your questions and qualifying the prospect. Question number three, can the person afford the product? And number four, does the person really want your product? And obviously number four, this is a process. They might not want your product right off the bat, and that's why we're in sales, to help educate our customers and our prospects on why they want to buy products from us and why they want to use AMSOIL products. And if you understand how your product works and the product features and benefits, I believe you'll be able to get to the right person who really wants your product. The fear of rejection. It is the fear of the prospect saying no. Each of us, deep down inside, has a fear of being told no, a fear of being rejected. Because of this fear, we very cleverly organize our lives in such a way that we don't put ourselves out in front of people who say no. One of the key factors in successful selling is that we are prepared to hear no and continue. When the prospect says, no, I don't think so, you must be able to just let that roll off your back like water off a duck's back. And so if you go in expecting someone to say no and realize that no doesn't always mean no, no means I might have further questions, or no means I have to understand more, or no means not right now, maybe next payday or whatever, and it's our job to uncover what the real reason for that no is. So understanding that no doesn't really mean no is really a key factor in being successful in sales. Personally, I feel that this causes more people to quit sales than any other reason. When people tell them no, they're just afraid of that rejection, and so they just quit. They're paralyzed with fear. They don't want to hear no. And the second reason that follows the fear of rejection is that they take it personally. And remember, rejection is not personal. They're not saying no to you nine times out of ten, unless you did something to offend them or cause that person to dislike you in some way. But most people that are in sales, encouraging myself, you know, I have a relationship with my customers. As long as I don't do anything to damage that relationship personally, they're not saying no to me. They're saying no maybe to the product right now, or maybe they just had a bad experience with AMSOIL. It's nothing personal against you. And so you just must realize that it's not personal. It's not aimed at you as an individual. They're not saying no to you in most cases. What they're really looking for is a series of they're saying no to your offering for a series of reasons, most of which you can do nothing about. Your job is to face your fear, confront your fear, and do the thing you fear, which is ask for the order. Always be sure to ask for the order. We can't get anything sold if you're a professional visitor. You know, you go around to customers and you just visit and you never ask for the order. You never ask if I can place an order for you or help you with an order or how many cases you want or, you know, what do you think about getting some AMSOIL in your shop today or, you know, hey, let's get AMSOIL in your car or whatever, you know, just a way of asking for the order. Don't forget, be persistent, be polite, and be firm. Say, all I need is 10 minutes of your time. Just 10 minutes will be enough. Give me 10 minutes and I'll help. And you'll be able to decide for yourself. So if you sell 10 minutes at a time, you can keep your appointments short, but you keep them often, which means you don't go in there for 3 or 4 hours and waste the customer's time trying to sell them everything under the sun. You go in with one product, maybe two, keep it short, brief, and you build a relationship. Here's some secrets from Frank Bettiger. He wrote a book called How I Raised Myself from Failure to Success in Selling. The most important secret of salesmanship is to find out what the person wants and then help them find the best way to get it. There's only one way to get anyone to do anything. That is by making them want to do it. When you show someone what they want, they will move heaven and earth to get it. So if somebody wants AMSOIL products bad enough, they're going to find a way to get it. They're going to seek it out. They're going to call. They're going to, you know, find a dealer, whatever. So when you get somebody that's interested in AMSOIL, they're going to find a way to get it. The key for you as an AMSOIL dealer is to be available, is to be able to take that call or send them to the right place, one of your accounts locally or what have you. Again, getting back to failure, don't be afraid to fail. This is what most people do. They're sick. Therefore, they're stuck where they are. And really what failure is a way to learn. Did you fail the first time you rode a bicycle or swam in a swimming pool, tried to ice skate or roller skate, or really anything that took practice? You see, sales is the exact same thing. It takes practice. But instead of falling down and getting bruised and banged up or injured, your feelings get a little bruised, that's all. And learning how to overcome those feelings through practice and doing will allow you to fail in a positive way, which means you learned. If you go in, a customer says no, you come back to your car, and, you know, you just get pissed off and drive away, or you say, well, what did I say to the guy, or what could I have done better, or how can I learn from the situation? So failure is a way to learn, and you just have to expect, and you have to learn by doing. And the only way we get better is by doing over and over and over until we get proficient at it. Remember, it takes 10,000 hours of practice to master anything, whether it's the saxophone, whether it's learning how to play hockey or basketball or whatever your hobby is, it takes 10,000 hours. And how many hours of face-to-face time do you have in selling? I guarantee when you have 10,000 hours, you'll be a pro. Until then, you're still in the learning phase. In the book, The Power of Positive Thinking by Norman Vincent Peale, the first chapter is called Believe in Yourself. If you don't believe in yourself, then surely your customers won't. Remember that. last thing I want to talk about, a little bit about depression. This is a serious illness in the world today, and I believe many people lose hope, which spirals down into extreme levels. There's record numbers of suicide, especially among young people. And why do you think that is? I believe many don't believe in themselves. These days, there's so many things that are done for us, and learning to do things for yourself is healing. Learning to help others will help you by giving you a belief in yourself that you do matter. What you do matters to others. So become a problem solver. Do you know that people that solve problems get paid big bucks? Some of the highest paid people in the world solve problems. As AMSOIL dealers, we have some great tools to solve problems. We can help them with lubrication problems and filtration problems and equipment downtime problems and the problems of finding out how to save more money with individuals and their companies. There's problems of making more money in the case of Roth's accounts, and they want to have higher profits, as well as individual financial problems by helping other people become AMSOIL dealers with the business opportunities, help them solve a financial problem. I guarantee if you become a problem solver, you will see your business increase tremendously. What problems have you solved today? Use the AMSOIL magazine. I go in the back of the magazine and I see people like Carol Bell and Dave Mann and all the leaders in AMSOIL. And I think if they can do it, I surely can do it. This isn't rocket science, for gosh sakes. I don't really have to be a brain surgeon. I don't have to be a PhD in order to be a successful AMSOIL dealer. I don't believe anybody that's an AMSOIL dealer today has a PhD in sales or lubrication or anything like that. So if they can do it, I think anybody can do it. Before I close tonight, I'll take a few minutes to reflect. To help you reflect on the type of person that you are. Look in the mirror after this call and ask yourself, what kind of person am I? See, becoming a better person is part of the personal development process. And becoming a better person will also help you become a better salesperson. And so what kind of traits do you have that are good? And what kind of traits do you have that you might need to work on? None of us are perfect, and I know I probably have some negative traits that I have to work on, and I reflect on those all the time, and maybe some of these I have to work on myself, but some of the positive traits are a positive attitude. You're outgoing, and you don't have to be outgoing all the time. Not everybody can be outgoing 24/7, and as a matter of fact, that's probably not normal, but if you're outgoing even some of the time, that's always a good thing. Are you friendly? Are you curious, helpful, determined, fearless, disciplined, goal-oriented, forward-thinking, creative, a team builder? Those are some great positive traits that that anybody could work on and have. And there's all kinds of books that you can download or read about to help yourself when the personal development place. Negative traits. Well, a negative attitude. Watching the news nowadays gives a lot of people a negative attitude. Self-serving. Are you self-serving? Are you fearful, timid, careless, lackadaisical, worrisome? Do you live in the moment? Are you shallow? Are you unforgiving? Are you angry or greedy? I'm sure there's more. I didn't want to list too many here. But there's a lot of traits that we could work on that are negative that help keep us down. That's in our own self. If you have these traits, other people are going to see it. It's going to show through, and it's going to affect how well you do in your relationships as well in your sales. Some books that I think are really good on the subject of the psychology of selling. Of course, Brian Tracy, again, he wrote a book called The Psychology of Selling, Increase Your Sales Faster and Easier Than You Ever Thought. Another one is How I Raised Myself from Failure to Success in Selling by Frank Bettiger. And the last name is spelled Bettger. The Power of Positive Thinking by Norman Vincent Peale. How to Stop Worrying and Start Living by Dale Carnegie. and How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. These are just some books I would suggest anybody that would like to become better, have better personal development to check out. Of course, there's hundreds of books you could all over the place, but those are a couple of the three or four that I really enjoyed reading over the years. Thanks again for listening in this evening. We hope that this information provides valuable and profitable to your AMSOIL business. If you would, do me a favor, please share this with anybody you think would benefit from listening to these calls. I hope everyone that wants success with AMSOIL gets it. And with that, don't forget, if you like these calls or you have a question, please leave a comment on the episode at our website. Questions on our site will be answered within 24 hours, and it benefits all dealers to ask questions. So we'd appreciate any questions that you have on that, or comments, or if you have another suggestion of a book that you might have read that would be helpful for someone, I'd love to hear about it. I definitely am always open for reading more books. So with that, everyone, hope you have a great week, and get out there and make some AMSOIL happen. Good night, everyone. Thanks.
Excellent. My God, great.
Thanks, Carol. Good night.
Good night.